Welcome to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Going Home edition of the Truth Hurts program for Thursday, Holy Thursday in the Catholic Church. The last few days of the season of Lent. Seems like we just got into the season of Lent with the end of Mardi Gras. But I guess 3 weeks over in Asia kind of threw a monkey wrench into this year's Lenten celebration, or Lenten fast, as we call it. Tomorrow is Good Friday. Tomorrow, in the Catholic faith and in Christian faiths around the world, is the day we commemorate the death of Jesus Christ, who was put to death upon the orders of Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and dies tomorrow, Good Friday. So today, I guess on Holy Thursday, the long carrying of the cross by Christ, and then he is hung at Gethsemane and dies next to the other two sinners on the cross. Tomorrow is a day of mourning in the Christian faiths, for it is the day that Christ died. And many people believe that a lot of folks who had put their faith, their hope, their prayers, their aspirations into this Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was supposed to take them away from the oppressions of the emperor, take them away and deliver them to a great new world. For many doubters, that faith was put to the test. And when Christ died on Good Friday, prior to his resurrection on Easter Sunday, nobody knew. Nobody knew for sure that that was going to happen. They saw this guy who many of them quit their jobs, left their families, and followed around for years as he preached what he called the good news of God, was simply dead tomorrow, Good Friday. Just dead. Guess it's like people who put their faith in the lottery tickets and say, well, tonight I'm going to win that billion. And then some jerk in New Jersey wins it, so their faith in winning the Powerball or the Mega Millions or the state lottery just goes away. But many of the truly faithful, many who truly believed in Christ without having to witness the resurrection, without having to run to the tomb on Easter Sunday to find that he had indeed risen from the dead, those people who believed and on faith would certainly be rewarded with life everlasting at the end of their lives. One lucky guy was hanging next to Christ right before he died, one of the other criminals. And Jesus looked him in the eye and proclaimed, surely this day you shall be with me with the Father. You will be in heaven. That guy got a guarantee right there. The guy said he believed in Christ being the Savior, being the Son of God. And Christ said, don't worry, buddy, I got you. For you will be with me, with God. And that guy got a free ticket in. No purgatory, no waiting, no pass and go and having to collect $200, no free parking. He got a free ride in because Jesus said so. Many of the other faithful around the world for the past 2,000 plus years have been waiting for the second coming of Christ. Some people believe he's already come back, and that those souls have now entered the kingdom of God. A good friend of mine in the Volkswagen Club and I had a nice philosophical discussion about Christ, about resurrection, about life after death. And he said, you know, a lot of people come to me and they know that I'm a spiritual person, and they'll say, hey, I have to get right now with God. I have to make sure that if this solar eclipse comes up on the 8th of April, and that ushers in the four horsemen, and that ushers in a time of great gnashing of teeth and wailing and people repenting suddenly, hoping God will hear them at the last moment. He says, my pastor told me, you can spend your entire life in sin, but if you truly believe and you truly ask for his forgiveness, the last breath of your life, God will grant you that forgiveness. If you truly believe and you truly repent and you truly ask for his forgiveness. I'm not hedging my bets. I'm going to try and do what I can daily to ask God's forgiveness for any sins I may have committed through my life. I want to make sure that that ticket is punched. Doesn't mean I can go out after asking for forgiveness and then suddenly getting it. Doesn't mean that at that moment you have to ask. Because if you're right for the bulk of your life and you only have one or two minor aggressions at the end, God reads your heart. He will know what your intentions are or were. God will know that you tried to live a good life by his teachings, by his examples. And so you might cuss someone out or flip them the bird for tailgating you, and then you instantly die in a car crash. You're not condemned to hell because at that moment of your death, you said, oh shit, instead of, oh God, please forgive me. God knows what is in your heart. The truly evil of the world, those who are truly evil inside, they may mouth the words at their last breath. They might mouth the words, please forgive me. But if they don't really mean it and they don't truly believe and they've spent their whole life not truly believing, well, that's for them and God at the end to discuss. Other than that, my friend and I in the Volkswagen Club agreed that we have a loving and forgiving God. Where some of my non-Catholic and even some of my Catholic Christian friends go wrong is their misunderstanding of the notion of God. The Christian faith, the Catholic faith especially, believes that God is a triple being, an omnipotent, all-powerful Father with a mortalized, died and resurrected Son and a Holy Spirit that comes upon you and stays upon you. The notion of God, whom I believe in, don't get me wrong, but the notion of God, the notion that some Christians have, the misunderstood notion of God, is that if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, that personification of God, then you cannot go to heaven. And I've often asked this question: if you were dropped as a newborn child, let's say you're Asian or Russian or Latino or Bali or New Zealander or Antarctica or Native American, and at birth you are dropped upon an island and you are raised by the never having heard of Jesus Christ natives of that island. They never heard of God. They never heard of Christ. But they believe in doing the right thing and forgiving one another's transgressions. And those people believe fully that their God, the great pineapple volcano on the other side of the island, is their personification of God. And they believe that by doing right by others and taking care of the needs of others and not stealing and not raping and not killing and not assaulting and fighting and battering, and they live a good, chaste, wholesome life. Wholesome. when they die, are they automatically kept out of the kingdom of God, the creator of all mankind? The God that created all mankind and womankind in his or her image? You believe because someone didn't make it to that island with a King James Bible or a Donald Trump Bible or a Roman Catholic Bible and teach them about this person, this Jesus Christ figure, this personification of the deity, that that child who was dropped on that island and raised by the local pygmies can't get into heaven? I disagree wholeheartedly with that notion. Because if there is only one true God, and there are 186 countries that all speak different languages, and through the passage of the 6,000 plus years that we have accounting of man's presence on this planet, all the way back to the cavemen, you mean to tell me that it was only the people who died in the last 2,040 years who can get into heaven? I call bullshit. The notion of a God, of a deity, of a supreme powerful being who sees all but gives you free will to do wrong or right as you choose is a notion that is flawed in its very existence. But understand, I believe in God. I believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and came upon this earth, and with the help and intercession of a Holy Spirit, places basic rules of humanity, of civilization, of right behavior, and imposes the notion of a punishment beyond whatever physical tortures you can undergo here on this earth during your 60 to 90 year lifespan. And it is done primarily to keep most intelligent human beings civilized, to keep most intelligent human beings from killing one another indiscriminately. Now, how can I believe in both of those notions, that there is a God with a Son and a Holy Spirit who keeps an eye on us and keeps us in line by not the threat of hell, as in the Old Testament times or in the Quaker religion, but the promise of life everlasting in his wonderful embrace upon our physical demise if we do our best to be good, solid human beings? You mean to tell me that only Christians can go to heaven? I call bullshit. There are people in China, Vietnam, Korea, Indonesia, Pakistan, Iran, Israel, Russia, Bolivia, Colombia, Antarctica, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Australia, Germany, France, Italy, Japan, who have never heard of Jesus Christ. Why? Because they have their own iteration of a supreme being. Whether he be called God, Allah, Yahweh, Buddha, it is irrelevant. Those are different languages who interpret the notion of the supreme creator of all things in a different language. The Holy Bible, the Torah, the Quran, whatever the Buddhist holy book is, the Hindu holy book. The notions are all the same, but interpreted differently by different men who speak different languages and twist those words to their own liking. The very basic notions of humanity are the same. Thou shalt not kill. Killing, murdering, is wrong. Now, in our Holy Bible, in the Old Testament, prior to Jesus Christ's retelling of God's wishes in the New Testament, as written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the accepted Gospels, because remember, there are other Gospels written by others at the time of Christ that were rejected by the Holy Roman Catholic Church, and therefore rejected by all of those protesting sub-religions of the Holy Catholic Church, which came to be known as Protestant or Protestant religions. Mormons wanted to screw more than one wife. They wanted more than one woman, the men did. So they changed their version of the Holy Bible to say it's okay to have a 40-year-old wife, a 30-year-old wife, a 20-year-old wife, a 14-year-old wife. Sick, twisted mentality. But that's their religion. And who the hell am I to say that that's wrong? There is the Quran, which, interpreted incorrectly by certain really radical Muslims, say that it's okay if your daughter has sex outside of marriage for the town to drag her in the middle of town and stone her with rocks to the head until she's dead, dead, dead. Who the hell am I to say that that is wrong? That is their interpretation of what their version of the holy God has told them. The Pope, the false Pope currently heading the Catholic Church, in my humble opinion, is allowing homosexual marriage, which by the 2,000 plus year teachings of God in the Bible says that homosexuality is wrong, is unacceptable, and is a sin in the eyes of God. Sodomy, the name which comes from Sodom and Gomorrah, those two cities allegedly turned into pillars of salt in the Old Testament because of the sodomous activities of anal sex by men on men and men on women. Sodomy is a sin punishable by death in the Old Testament. The current Pope says, God loves all of his children. Well, if that's the case, then God loves the Muslims. God loves the Buddhists. God loves the Hindus. God loves the Jews. God loves the Christians. God loves the cannibals on Mukatuk Island in the Western Pacific. God loves the Native Americans. Even though they don't recognize him, they don't know who Jesus Christ is. They were never taught that prior to us, the Europeans, landing on Plymouth Rock. What I'm trying to say here, my friends, is this. It does not matter what religion you profess, what version of God you worship. The basic premise of loving your neighbor as you love yourself, of doing unto others as you would have others do unto you, is a universal human concept. And here in the United States of America, we have, especially in the last few decades, embarrassed ourselves as a human race before Yahweh, before God, before Shiva, before Buddha, before all of those named gods and the many, many others that exist in the individual and community worlds of planet Earth. Yes, God is crying. Yes, Buddha is crying. Yes, Shiva is crying. And every other god is looking at its creation right now. All of it, God, the Supreme Being, the Creator, all of its creation is humiliating God now. For the free will he bestowed upon all of us is being abused. And especially here in the United States of America. Simple biological law. The fact that in every mammalian species, every mammal out there, every amphibian out there, every avian species out there, there is a male of the species and a female of the species. And the male, in general, copulates with the female, fertilizes an egg, whether it's an egg from a chicken or an egg in the womb of a human female. The egg is fertilized by the sperm cell. It then goes through the process of dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing and then forming into whatever being that sperm cell and egg cell came from. If it's a human being, it can only be a male or a female. And if it is anything other than male or female, it is an aberration. It is considered a freak of nature. Only males can fertilize the eggs of females. Now, you can grab sperm from some guy and freeze it in a test tube and inject it with a turkey baster into a female's womb. It's still a male impregnating a female by whatever means. A female cannot impregnate a female. A male, no matter how far he rams it into another male, cannot impregnate another male. Period. That's reality. That's biological, physiological science. God is watching. God is crying, seeing men pretending to be women, cutting off their penis, removing their testicles, surgically altering their body, which was given to them biologically by a mother and a father. They are mutilating that body, trying to pretend that they are something they can never, ever be. God is watching. God is crying. And the really, really sick, twisted part of this whole mess is that the Catholic Church, the first church cemented into existence just before the death of Jesus Christ, the Holy Roman Catholic Church, granted unto Saint Peter by Christ himself, upon you, you are the rock of my church. Upon you, Peter, I shall build my church. The first pope, Saint Peter, the very first pope, is turning in his grave right now, watching the current false pope decree that it's okay to be queer. It's okay. We'll recognize those gay marriages. And he won't even say we'll forgive those of the aberrant lifestyles of their sin of sodomy. He won't even say it. He won't even acknowledge that that is a sin. And that is part of the reason why I say he is a false pope. You can look up false pope on your web browser. You wonder why so very, very many millions of people have left the Catholic Church. It should properly be said, the Catholic Church has left millions and millions of the faithful behind. There's a reason why the Baptists aren't Catholics. Years and years ago, centuries ago, a couple of centuries ago, they said, this pope ain't right, whichever pope it was. This pope is doing things that don't agree with true Christianity. There's a reason why so many people have left the Catholic Church, and it ain't just because some of those queer priests escaped going to war in the military by becoming priests, because the military wouldn't let queer men in back then. So they became priests and foisted their queerness upon little innocent altar boys. How many priests do you hear of diddling little girls? Very, very rarely do you hear of that. It's always those sick, twisted, aberrant, homosexual male priests who go after those young, innocent altar boys and pervert them and continue the cycle of sickness. There's a reason so many millions have left the Catholic Church. Today is Holy Thursday. Tomorrow is the day the sky darkened and Jesus Christ died upon the cross. It's no wonder that within 1 week we will have another total solar eclipse on April the 8th, passing across a section of the USA that houses almost 31 million Americans. This is a time of reflection, a time of repentance, a time of self-evaluation, my friends. Get right with God now while you still have a chance to do so. Thank you for indulging me for this religious, I guess we could say, episode of the Truth Hurts program. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I do wholeheartedly apologize if you are offended, but I retract nothing because I speak the truth, even though sometimes the truth hurts. Copyright 2024, the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. All rights reserved. This program, of course, pre-recorded. If you like what you hear, please tell a friend, a relative, a coworker, a neighbor, or if you really want to make someone's day, turn this program on to someone who does not think like we do. It will absolutely blow their minds. You might even watch them explode right in front of your very eyes. Background music courtesy of Jason Shaw and Audionautics. This program is usually recorded at Studio 63 in Bayou Country in South Louisiana. But right now it's being recorded from the front seat of the old F-250. We'll get back to more traditional programming in the next episode. But for now, thanks be to God. Go out there and be the best human being you can possibly be. And remember, Easter Sunday is coming, and on that day, we all believe Christ has risen from the dead to save us from our own sins. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024, the Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved. Background music, Jason Shaw and Audionautics.